I don't know, from my experience, sometimes when I rest in the awareness for a long time, it feels very peaceful and nice and calm and pure. Then it's, I don't know, that just sounds like, so what? I mean, it's like,
yeah.
It's just nothing.
Well, that is doubt, isn't it?
Okay.
The other day I read one of the suttas that was looking at the causal conditioning process, starting from ignorance, but then tracking back and say there are causes and conditions for ignorance. And the first cause and condition for avijja, ignorance, is the five hindrances: sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness and worry, skeptical doubt. Then just starting to look more clearly at the content or the feeling when we're bored or we're restless. Those are like just, because we know these five hindrances. Oh, this is really Buddhist meditation 101. But it has real big implications. You apply it on another level of investigating the content and experience of the mind. So it's a really helpful tool for seeing, you know, how to, just recognizing some. Oh, that is doubt. Oh, I'm getting caught in doubt. And then it becomes more concrete rather than personalizing it as, I don't think there's a way out of this. I don't think this is right. I don't know about this whole sort of Buddhism stuff anyway. What are they talking about? Because the track is very compelling, because that's what doubt does. In order to invest in doubt, we've got to sort of believe in it at least a little bit. So it's like really bringing it into question and investigating. Those five hindrances are really, really important tools for investigating the content of the mind that is taking us away from stillness and clarity. It's not just on a samatha level or a mindfulness level. It's on a real deep wisdom level as well. Yes?
In terms of that, so what?
Yeah.
What I've found, you know, helpful is that when one is able to use, you know, that something like Buddha, you know, an experience, something happens. Yeah. And when one is able to respond to that with awareness, and the result is peace, I find it very helpful to notice that and compare it to what usually happens.
Right.
And then that pretty much, that's direct experience and tends to answer the question, so
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
It'd be like, well, if it wasn't Buddha, it'd be suffering.
Yeah. It's just helpful to, you know, trying to shine a light on it in different ways so that we get to understand it, get a handle on it, and not get entangled.